Saturday morning. Good morning. Bob Bosol with you. We're going to start this morning with a silage focus program brought to you by Mycogen Brand Silage Specific Corn Hybrids. Visit mycogen.com. And with us on the phone this morning, because he's traveling out in the western part of the country, is John Anderson. John, of course, headquartered in the Twin Cities, a forage nutrition specialist with Mycogen. And John, you've been to seminars and meetings all over the country, including World Ag Expo out in Tulare, California, where Mycogen was very much involved. What was Mycogen's involvement out there, John, and what are some of the topics that were talked about out in California?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, we had sponsored, a booth at World Ag Expo where we visited with people from all over the world, but most of the visitors are from the western U.S., and it was a very busy time there. But we did have opportunity to sponsor two different forage seminars.
Now, one had to do, I understand, with the equipment and quality as far as the actual crop is concerned. Tie that together for us. What did you talk about?
Dale Holbach from New Holland presented a seminar on getting the best quality, and just he did talk about how to make sure your equipment is set right, and the importance of keeping it, you know, maintained and getting the best job you can done so that you get the ultimate quality of what you're after. And now, very little things in the equipment can make a big difference in what you're seeing and the quality of the silage that you're chopping.
What were some of the things he talked about as far as equipment maintenance and staying on top of it so we are producing a good quality crop? What did he point out?
Oh, he started with the history of forage choppers, which was interesting because he's been working with it for a long time. He talked about the throughput, keeping the knives sharp, and how the input and the way the machinery is built to keep a slow. So one thing that he showed was a really long piece of corn stalk that had slid through a chopper and basically became a, you know, just like you talk about a weed in a field of corn, this is kind of a piece of feed that's out of place that's not going to have any use. It's going to be sorted. So just simple things as far as the guides on the equipment and getting the flow properly set so that you're making the most out of the forage that you're running through it.
And John, as a forage nutrition specialist, when he showed you that long length, what popped into your mind as far as how this really, when we talk about length of cut and integrity of cut, what popped into your mind as far as what problems this can cause if these things get in the rash and this length of cut is off?
Well, correct. We do like to go for a longer theoretical length of cut, particularly on the BMR. We like to see 1 inch or greater, but the piece that he was showing was like 3 inches. It was just a piece that's not going to, you know, in some cases it may not pack very well, but certainly there's a likelihood that it's going to be refused, and even if it's eaten, it's not going to be broken down nearly as good as that which is properly cut and processed.
Mm-hmm. And John, the other seminar out there, I understand, at World Ag Expo had to do with shredlage, something we're starting to talk more and more about. What's the latest on shredlage from World Ag Expo?
Well, I have to tell you that was a very well-attended seminar. The seminar classroom where they had that set up was standing room only. And there was a representative from Shredlage, Roger Olson, a nutritionist, a dairyman, and a custom harvester. And so it was more of a panel where they all answered questions on their experiences with Shredlage.
What kind of things did they talk about as far as shredlage and how it fits into the ration and their good experiences and their maybe not so good experiences? What did they all talk about and what did they point out, like the nutritionist and people like that and the dairyman himself?
Okay, I can tell you the nutritionist, he had a comparison of a non-shredlage BMR diet with a shredlage BMR diet, and what he was able to do with the longer particle size from the shredlage was to increase the amount of dry matter from BMR such that it gave him a lower cost in the overall diet. And I think, as I recall now, that the amount that he used was 17 or 18 cents per head per day cheaper on the Shredded's diet. In a situation where he was feeding the BMR, it allowed him to replace some of that very expensive hay which he had in there, and also build the diet with a very highly digestible feed. BMR, as we've talked about before, can have approximately 70% NDF digestibility at 30 hours. And if you're replacing some hay that's only 45 or 50% NDF digestibility, there certainly is some advantage to be gained there from the type of material you're putting in the cow.
Yeah, it really has. And John, another meeting, you had one a little closer to home in Minnesota where you had some samples brought in. You could see some differences in quality. What did you see as far as differences in quality and what we can deduce from those samples?
All right, yes, we had a meeting in central Minnesota, and the producers had submitted samples a month or two before the meeting of what their corn silage was for the year. So we had some producers that had BMR samples that were tested and some that were non-BMR. And these were all done with the in vitro test. There was quite a difference. There was about 13%, I think it was 12.7% actual points percent advantage the BMR over the conventional. And it equated to somewhere around 350 pounds of milk per ton if you want to look at the energy rating. So these are samples of not out of a plot, but actually what producers are using for 2014 feeding. And results we're seeing from how the BMR is feeding is similar. I think it's showing to be a very consistent, very good year for BMR.
And that's good to hear. John, we thanks for your time. I know you're busy on the road, so keep her between the ditches and have a safe drive coming home.
All right, and you turn up the heat.
We'll do our best. John Anderson with us this morning. John, a forage nutrition specialist with Mycogen on our Silage Focus program brought to you by Mycogen brand Silage Pacific Corn Hybrids. Visit Mycogen.com. More coming up on a Saturday morning on WAX. Stay with us. I'm Bob Bosold.